Hello, and welcome to this session. In the last session, I talked about prioritising your time using the Eisenhower Matrix and how you could decide whether something needs to be done or dumped or delegated or delayed, depending on how urgent or important it was. In this session, I want to take the Eisenhower Matrix and introduce you to an adaptation that I've made to the Matrix that I find works really, really well for me in the way that I perceive time. And other people who've used it find it really helpful as well. Because for me, one of the problems with the Eisenhower Matrix is that it almost defines that everything has to be urgent or important, and it doesn't allow for degrees or subtleties of urgent or importance. And that perception of how urgent and important something is can be really helpful. So you don't just do it, delay it, dump it, or delegate it. You decide which one of those things that are in do you do next. So it's a way of prioritising the priority, if you like. And as I say, it takes into account the way that we perceive time in a linear fashion. So I'll take you through this. We'll do a demonstration. So what we've got here are, we've swapped it around, and the reason that I've swapped it around really, so that urgent and important are on this side, is that as a general rule, people who perceive time in a linear way kind of think of past through to future in this sense. And so this is about activity, this is about how we're going to do things. We tend to think left to right in that sense. So what we've got here is very important and very urgent. Now, instead of important and not important, you know, I've kind of changed that slightly so that it's very important and less important, because, you know, there's an understanding that most of what you do is important in some way. So it just helps you to kind of understand that a little bit and think about it in a slightly different way. So we've got very important and very urgent and less important. So we're moving from less urgent through to very urgent, and we're moving from less important up to very important. Now, as far as the matrix is then concerned, any activity that you have, you put somewhere on this matrix. So have a whiteboard on your wall with this drawn on, and then lots of post-its. So again, we've got the old VAT return, and that will appear somewhere on this board when it arrives. So every activity, every task you do has to arrive here somewhere. So you decide where it goes. And, you know, okay, it's very important, but at the moment it's not very urgent. As time goes on, this will move across, so it's very urgent. And like the Eisenhower Matrix, the things that are in this quadrant here are the ones that you do. But what you do next are the ones that are right up here. So they're very urgent, very important. So there might be lots of stuff in here, but it all kind of migrates up to this corner. And I'll demonstrate that a little more in a minute. One of the other things you can do, and one of the things that lots of people do, and I think works really well, is a done box. So when you've completed a task, put it in there. That's quite motivating to see what you have actually achieved in a day. And then at the end of the day, you can pull it all off the board, throw it in the bin. And that feels really good. It's a very kinesthetic, it's a very tactile way of prioritising your time, because it can be very dynamic. It is very dynamic in the sense that as priorities change, you can move things around, which we'll show you in a minute. Sometimes things become less urgent or less important. Sometimes they become more urgent, more important. It's also very helpful when people are asking you to undertake tasks on their behalf. So if you're given a task by somebody, your manager or whatever, then if they walk into your office and they see this board on the wall, and there's lots of stuff on it, first of all, they can see how much you've got on your plate, but also it helps you to say, right, okay, all of these things are priorities. These are the things I'm doing next. Where does your priority fit in with that? Is it more important than, I don't know, is it more important than doing the VAT return, for instance? And it helps you to have a discussion and a negotiation with the person who's asked you to do that job, to decide where it fits on the board as a starting point. So it's quite motivating to see the flow of work across the board. And then even more motivating to see what you've actually achieved. So it's very similar to the Eisenhower matrix, but I think it works well with the way that we perceive time in a linear way. Whether you're through time or in time doesn't really matter with this, because it's very visual and it's still using a line and it helps you to work. So I hope you found this useful and you can see how this can be a really dynamic way to not just prioritise your workload, but to help you understand the changes in priority on a daily, weekly, even an hourly basis. And you can use different colours for different projects, or you can have different colours for different teams, or different colours for different activities, whether that's, you know, red for admin or whatever it may be. And it helps to give you that really visual, mobile image that helps you to prioritise your time really, really effectively. I hope you find it useful.